Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, we know the news that broke earlier this week, and that is of the tragic assassination of Charlie Kirk. He's an American activist, commentator at university campuses, amongst other things. The story has reverberated far beyond the United States. It sparked grief, anger, and deep questions about political discourse and violence in our times. To help us understand the reaction here in South Africa and to reflect on the wider implications, I'm joined by Steve Swart. He is a member of a parliament for the African Christian Democratic Party. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How did you first hear the news of Charlie Kirk's assassination, and what was your immediate response?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners, and thank you for having me on Hi FM. Well, we first heard it on social media, and clearly we were in the ACDP. We were deeply shocked at the assassination of Charlie Kirk, given that he was speaking on a college campus and given the fact that he's always stood for our shared Judeo-Christian values. Mm-hmm. And he was speaking, and he's got a very, very broad support, having started found a turning point and his radio shows. And it's very sad. It's indeed very sad, as you pointed out in your introduction, that a person should be assassinated for expressing his views. And as you know, he was very, very strongly in support of Israel. And we appreciate the tributes that have been given by many, many people. The ACDP, we expressed our deepest condolences and shock, because we speak very strongly about our Judeo-Christian values. We are very strongly in support of Israel, and it's absolutely disgraceful that a person should be assassinated for holding to his strongly held views, which the majority, I would believe, the majority of Americans would subscribe to.
Well, that's what I was thinking as well, is I wonder if at the end of it, as it's if we remove all of the noise, if this wasn't simply because he represented, as you said, Judeo-Christian values, he's a proud Christian, he embodied those values. In a sense, wasn't he really almost too much a strong reminder of a value system that people are trying to reject?
No, absolutely. And one has this left-wing wokeism. Some people would refer to it as Islamo wokeism, that would try to shut down with a cancel culture anything that stands in their way. And this is deeply, deeply regrettable. And it is clearly a symptom of a much larger sickness. It's almost like an infiltration of institutions with a certain ideology that doesn't tolerate any opposing views. And this is deeply concerning when such folk would stand for screaming diversity, but would silence any form of dissent.
It's all about inclusion, as long as we don't include anybody that makes that disagrees with us, right?
Absolutely, and we experience that in Parliament.
Of course,
when we stand for our Judeo-Christian values, when we stand for Israel and its right to defend itself, and I think this is a wake-up call. But what is encouraging is there a massive amount of support that he both had, but that is almost growing as a result of this absolute tragedy. And I think his voice will not be silenced. And what is also encouraging is the fact that he had such a support from the youth.
Yes.
People that seem to be returning to our Judeo-Christian values, which is the center and the establishment of civilization. And so, you know, they will, the left-wing wokeism that would try to silence that voice have in fact strengthened it, as tragic as it is.
Yes.
that people are not going to be intimidated. You know how intimidated I was as a result of my trip and a number of MPs recently into Israel. Criminal charges laid against us. We will not be intimidated by anyone. How dare anyone tell me, as a Christian, that I can't go to Israel, stand with Israel, and pray in the Holy Land? So we've got to be strong. We've got to withstand this form of tyranny. And that is, and we have to stand for our values, our value systems, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. And this is it's imperative for us at this time in our nation and in the world to stand up for truth when it is being silenced across the board.
There was a lot of really ugly reaction from some South African quarters on social media yesterday. And of course, we know social media sometimes is just the ugliest place. But some very, very well-known South Africans, some of them even living in the US. But what does it say about where South Africa is in terms of the reaction that you've seen?
Well, I think it is sad, but again, we would believe that people can express divergent views, but it is deeply sad when people would, I wouldn't say rejoice, but would criticize a person after that person has been assassinated for holding to certain views. That cannot be a time of celebration. That must be a time of deep reflection, that the intolerance has reached such levels that it costs you your life when you express a certain view. And for people to be critical about that person's views at such a time is deeply regrettable, because it almost plays into the narrative that then it's justifiable that that person should be assassinated, and that can never be so. And it is regrettable in South Africa, where we have widely divergent views, but at the same time, we sadly have political killings that take place very widely, and one's got to be very cautious how you express yourself, because you can light that fire even greater, and you can
100% spark something much more dangerous.
Like you said, sparks that again. Yes, so one's got to be very sensitive. I don't believe in censorship at all, but one's got to be very sensitive to how you approach this deeply, deeply concerning assassination.
So on that note, and just finally, as we end off, because we need to go to news, what message would you like to send to South Africans and our international audience as we reflect on the meaning of this tragic event?
Well, let's firstly be deeply sorrowful and express our condolences. Let us our divergent views. Let us not cancel divergent views. Violence can never be an answer to the expression of views. Never, never. And let's encourage peaceful dialogue. Let us encourage robust dialogue, but not encouraging violence and a cancel culture. It can never be justifiable. And with those words, can I just wish you Shabbat Shalom and everything of the very best. And thank you for having me on the show, Howard.
Absolutely wonderful to speak to you. Thank you, Steve. Steve Swart is a member of Parliament for the African Christian Democratic Party.